interesting to speak to.
Wellness Wednesday with Sheridan Stewart.
It's time to take a multi-sensory approach to meditation and relaxation. A former Noosaville health and high-performance expert, Edwina Griffin, is here to tell you more. Good morning, Edwina.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, absolute pleasure. I have been playing people a plant, and so this is a plant that I have in my house. No one's been able to guess what it is yet. So the sounds of plants is something that you've incorporated into this experience. But before we get to that, Edwina, our frontline workers are set to benefit from this. So before we talk the app itself, let's look at the findings from the survey of what was it, around about 10,000 Aussie frontline health workers?
Absolutely. That, you know, finding that they're all burnt out and anxious by the demands of the pandemic. So it's created even more of a demand for what we've developed, which is it's just been great to be able to access those workers and provide something to support them.
Tell us a little bit about your background and what's led to working in the space of creating a multi-sensory app.
My background has been in the space of wellness meditation. My whole career has been in that space, and I think it's been partly from my career and my experience teaching meditation, and also from my personal experience of collapsing from a workplace in an environment, from a toxic environment of workplace stress, where I found that just listening to an audio or just meditating myself, which is what I've normally done, just didn't work for me. And the only way I could get into that relaxed state was to try experimenting with different things. And at that time, I was using ambient lights, which is also on the headset, and music and sense. And that was my first inspiration.
I might just get you to move a little bit, Edwina. We've got a little bit of a crunchy phone line, so I'll just get you to wiggle around till we get a bit of clarity. Are you able to walk around a touch?
I am.
That's better. Stay right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're not on speakerphone?
I'm not.
Okay, cool, because that can make a bit of a difference as well. So you were saying you had a personal experience with burnout and the usual lovely audio, you know, creative visualizations just weren't enough anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And so I found the only way when I was in that sort of stress state was to have a multi-sensory approach. And I started at that point with LED lights. And that was probably 6 or 7 years ago. And at that point, virtual reality was way too expensive to just sort of bring out generally, as well as the biofeedback. And so we've integrated biofeedback as well. So thankfully, in the last 5 years, the costs of virtual reality and the technologies of biofeedback, you know, like the watches that can read your heart rates and things, have come down. So it's enabled it to be really accessible and cost effective.
Something a lot more manageable. So this is for real. You combine virtual reality, meditation, the sound that plants make, hello, and essential oils. So the one that, of course, stands out is the sound that plants make. And this is something that's not normally available to the human ear?
Well, it's a new technology, reasonably new technology, and it's one of all the music is from Australian musicians. You know, we obviously also have didgeridoo and things, but I wanted to incorporate, to me, that embodied that the same philosophy around we're taking people into nature and the visuals. So it was like, well, let's bring in the sounds of nature, and it's a part of the intention of the app is to increase, you know, our self-awareness, our emotional intelligence. And that's about becoming aware of everything that is around us. So I thought it was a really nice awareness piece, a connection piece, to enable us to really understand, you know, the interconnection of all. And this technology now that, you know, they have sensors on the leaves of the plants, and it connects to a computer and gives the sound from the snap from the plant itself, which to me is just a nice correlation to it.
And you would have had to have been quite selective, because when I was doing a little bit of research into what different plants sound like, some of them sounded pretty stressful. But the one that I've been playing this morning, hoping that somebody would guess, is actually a peace lily. And it has quite, you know, whatever it's emitting is very zen.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful, the music we've selected. And interestingly, a couple of times I have played the music without saying what it is, and the feedback for a couple of groups have been, it sounded like a choir. Like, what choir was that? Which was just fantastic.
Wow.
It was like, actually it's just a plant. And some of the plants do have that amazing, just that depth of sound, you know, which is very different and just, I find, very relaxing. So part of it is that education piece, but also just the whole intention of the app is to experience things. And so it's like, just play it and see how you feel, then play the other music and see how you feel. And it's that that choice that people have to understand there's different approaches, and some approaches will work more than others. But that, to me, was again, an awareness I only had in the last 5 years around plants and the sounds. And when I first heard plant music, I was like, it's beautiful. And I just wanted to share that in the app so that people could also enjoy it and experiment it with it and see how it makes it feel.
So this is called At One, ATONE. It's a world first virtual reality app that is multi-sensory, which I just love. But you're targeting initially the health industry and workplaces, yes?
Yes, I am. I mean, I think we have general population using it as well, but that was with COVID, it's sort of the timing and the need for it was there, which is certainly why we've started in that place. And with those packages, it includes training on those areas and mindfulness. And it's an education piece as well. But mm-hmm. we have found the general population are actually adopting it.
Yeah. And you've worked with the University of Sydney as well as the University of Queensland on this. I understand Tennis Australia have taken it up. What's the feedback been like?
Look, the feedback is, Tennis Australia have been giving us feedback for the last year, so the feedback has been very positive from all the organisations we've been working with, and that's been the exciting part throughout, and it's been great to work with that level, because some of the input that we hadn't considered initially is now being incorporated into the app, and certainly the future of the app will also be that the biofeedback reporting that we provide will then start to design the meditation for you if you choose that, and so that's when I think it's also getting really exciting with how quickly, you know, the tech has developed so much, even since I started this app sort of 18 months ago, nearly 2 years ago. The amount that we can do now that we couldn't do even 2 years ago is very exciting, but it continues to develop.
You're hearing from Edwina Griffin. Eddie is a former Noosaville health worker, I guess. Are you still based on the coast or are you moving around? Is this work taking you elsewhere?
Yeah, I've moved around. I'm still very involved. My connections up in Noosa because I lived up there for quite a few years and, yeah, worked in the health space, various organisations. And so, yeah, I sort of feel like it's a second home still, and who knows where I'll end up. But currently, I'm in Sydney currently. I say that I don't feel like I'm anywhere for long at the moment. But it's
You're operating in a virtual space now, so it doesn't really matter where you are. But your work has taken some really interesting turns. You've been teaching stress management techniques to people who have been victims that have spoken up during the Royal Commission into institutional abuse. I mean, you're not a lightweight in the health field, Eddie. Can you tell us a little bit about how you worked with some of our Indigenous elders in the creation of this app and the original music as well?
Yeah, sure. So Gabby Duncan is one of the elders around the Central Coast, and I became involved with Gabby through some other events I was involved in with the Indigenous community. I've always been highly aligned with the beliefs of the Indigenous, and it's very much, I think Gabby appreciated where I was coming from, and we came from that same place in terms of values. So we had done several events together in the past, and the Indigenous music and the importance to me of having, you know, the roots of Australia incorporated in the app as well was very important to me, and the alignment of the Indigenous community with what I was trying to do was all important, as well as the fact that some of the visuals were in sort of beautiful locations that I consider to be the core of Indigenous areas I've worked with. So Gavi played some beautiful didgeridoo, him and Yantra De Wilde came and produced some amazing music, and it was a real privilege to work with them, and they were very supportive, very excited about the app, and I think we'll continue to develop more music as we tailor it more and more, and what we're finding with some of the organisations is they want specific locations, they want specific feels for different locations, and we're kind of continuing to develop that. Yeah, the Indigenous philosophy is in alignment with what we're doing here, so.
Yeah, so this app targets stress and burnout in the workplace, social isolation in seniors, and that is such a big part of the conversation. I know you've got a webinar to conduct in around about 4 minutes, so we probably can't delve into everything, but recovery in athletes, the well-being of carers, anxiety in children and adolescents, stress for people with disabilities and their carers, and small business owners who've been financially and personally impacted by COVID-19. There wasn't any business in 2020 for many of us, unfortunately. And, of course, the bushfires. I can't think of anyone who couldn't use something like this. At the moment, though, the headsets that go with this are perhaps out of the reach for some people, aren't they, with the Oculus. Not everybody can afford those. So hopefully more and more workplaces will take this up and make it available to their workers.
Well, that's the plan, and we're also looking at adopting it onto lower price point headsets. One of the cost of that is that the value, the quality of the images will diminish. So that's why we wanted to launch with a high level image and high level experience that people could understand it conceptually. And we are working with organisations now that have, you know, a lower price point of a headset, which we are going to align. It's a lot easier to do that, and we'll continue to make it available. My idea will be it'll be available on all headsets.
Let's give the ABC a nudge. Hey, I'd like to try this. Edwina, it's been lovely speaking to you this morning. Where can people learn more if they're perhaps somebody who can have that sort of influence in their workplace or in their group?
Oh, thank you. Well, probably our website is got all of our contacts, which is at oneapp.com. So thank you for sharing that, and we'd love to hear from people.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Edwina Griffin, who used to live here in Noosaville, she has created, if you've just tuned in partway through the conversation, she's created a world first, which is a multi-sensory meditation app that not only you know, has the guided visualization. She's worked with Indigenous elders and musicians to create a very Australian soundtrack. She's worked with the sound of plants and also with other senses, like using essential oils to bring that sense in as well. And there's a real focus around her work at the moment for healthcare workers who've been impacted by COVID-19, but it sounds like something that we could all do with, really, doesn't it? This is Xavier Rudd.